stained and colder. This tiny madness is unfolding, and these emotions are hidden under like sidewalks streaming with melted snow. And this is my winter, this is my icy cold. My tears aren't bitter, they aren't bitter anymore. Mother told me to fly south and father molds me without a word from his mouth. I'm carried away like discarded contents of coat pockets blown up by the wicked wind. And this is my winter, this is my bitter wind. These aren't the same tears, and this is not the same sin. I'm growing nervous, I'm getting tired, my will to go on is all but expired. And I cannot break down these walls around me, I cannot even find the sound. And this is my winter, this is my icy cold. My tears aren't bitter, they aren't bitter anymore. This is my winter, this is my bitter wind. These aren't the same tears, but you can still taste the salt of them. Something coming in, I can smell it on the air, it's on the wind. But other things are on the way, but I got something lurking within.
That was my original song, Icy Cold, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 1. The theme of this suite, or at least the touch-tone word of it, is within, which seems a little abstract, but I was thinking about it in terms of that song and in terms of the next two songs that I'm going to be doing, and to me it sort of is equivalent to internal monologue. And it got me thinking about blog as internal monologue, because you have no idea if anybody's reading it. And in fact, when you start it, it's, not often that you have a guaranteed audience, unless you're coming from some other blog or you have a group of friends who have blogs. Especially for those of us who have had blogs for a really long time, I didn't start my blog knowing that anybody was ever going to read it. To me, it was just this thing that happened. It was almost equivalent to my internal monologue. And, I think that's the way that songs really began to me. I didn't perform songs in front of people for a really long time, and for a long time they were just this thing that, was an outstretch of my internal monologue. And so now a lot of my songs are quite definitely meant to be heard, as this next one is, but it's still a part of my internal monologue. I don't know how that works, how something can be internal and external at once, but I guess anybody who blogs understands that, because even to the point that you're writing to an audience, it's still something, at least if you're generating it, if you're trying to be organic about it, it's something that's coming from the inside too. So I guess if you're a really good songwriter, you can bridge that gap effortlessly. You just, you have something inside and you make it external, and then everybody can listen to it. But I don't know that I have that skill yet, but this next song probably qualifies. So that last one was called Icy Cold. It was written in 2000, January of 2000, so it's about to be 8 years old, as freaking scary as that is. And this next song is called Love Me, Love Me Not, and it's from this March, so it's just an infant. You know, so I'm taking these voice lessons, and she's all like, breathing, it starts with breathing, all singing starts with breathing. And you know, you can say bullshit as long as you want, like whether that's like one lesson or, you know, 4 months. But goddamn it, when you're in your room and it's like 2 hours before you need the shit done and you can't get through a phrase, suddenly it all makes sense. It's the breathing. If you could just do the breathing right, everything would work. Okay, here we go. Actually, it's more like... I took my best shot at being what I'm not. Did it better than most, but didn't like it a lot. So now I'm back to square one, and it's one and the same. Looking in the mirror, playing the same old game. Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? So introspective that I'm making a blur. Weren't there before, so I can stay insulated from the petty little statements that get people through their day. Some think they're better than me, but they're not good enough to keep my mouth shut and my hands to myself. And I try to make it through unscathed, wondering, do I love me, love me not? Love me, do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Maybe I need some new age guru to get onto YouTube and actualize me. Maybe I need a grapefruit diet, detox tea. I've lived my life without meeting all the glimpses in the mirror, all my glances so fleeting. Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I love me, love me not? Do I not love me? Do I? Do I not love me? Do I? And that is what happens if you breathe correctly at the beginning of a song. So for those of you not in the know, Trio, as far as I can tell, or anybody else can tell, was the first podcast, really, by a singer-songwriter, because I just turned on my computer and recorded three songs. You know, it was 2000. I didn't think anything of it, so I never, you know, patented it or anything. But, you know, now I'm back for my sixth season of Trio in the seventh year of my blog, and so it's pretty long-standing. And for a while there, Trio became something a little bit less than a live concert. At one point, it was like, I was mixing all these tracks. It was like 120, you know, Peters and angelic harmony. And then, you know, there's certain points of it where I would just record one song like 25 times and pick the best one. So I'm sure a little of both of those things is probably going to sneak in. But this season, I'm just trying to, you know, play some songs. Because that's how some of my favorite trios have happened. So that Love Me Not, that, I mean, that was honest to God real. I had not gotten through that on a recording for a couple months now, and because of the damn breathing problems. And you know, sometimes it pays to take your voice teacher's advice. But that song was actually written over a period of several months. It wasn't one of those things that just came fully formed. And, you know, I've read interviews with songwriters where they're like, oh, the good songs, you know, come fully formed all at once, just popping into your head. And yes, those tend to be really good songs. But there's nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with teasing something out and perfecting it and working on every line and the intent behind every word, because, you know, it's the difference, as to borrow from Malcolm Gladwell, it's the difference between precociousness and practice. A good song that just comes fully formed is a precocious song. It's learned its way before its time. Some things can sound great the first time out, and some people have a specific skill in that direction, but other songs take time to reach that, and that's okay too. And this next song's a little bit of both, this last one, because it came to me pretty fully formed, I remember, even though I had a broken collarbone at the time. So I wasn't really playing it when I first wrote it, but it came pretty much all in one shot. But I realized this last week, I'd never played it in front of people ever until last week. So this is another one, actually, another really old one. So it was alive over 7 years without being played for anybody in a live sense. I've done it on trio before. So I leave you with it. And it's another one of these within songs. It's another internal monologue. And it's called Nothing to Say. Thank you.
I got nothing to say. Do you think that it would go any other way? I've been holding it up, 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 boop, 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 do, 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 do.
Okay, so now, due to that interlude, I have to share a little story before I do my next song. So last year in trio, there were a couple sort of like interludes of wackiness here and there, because for the first time I was recording in like chunks. Like I wasn't just doing like a song and then narrating and then a song. Sometimes you'd catch just like this. Like this is me on like a live mic and not like my, you know, uber sexy like voiceover recording. So, and Elise was like, that did not really happen. That was just something you did to be funny. I'm like, no, when I'm up here by myself and I'm trying to get through these songs, this is the shit that comes out of my mouth. You find that I'm just like singing the Super Mario theme song, which makes me think of the story. Gina and I, as Arcadia Crisis, were playing the Teen Angel about a month and a half ago. So we're backstage with this woman who's going on directly before us, and she is improvising an entire song with the band, and it turns out to be really cool, but that's beside the point of the story. So Gina and this lady are like totally having this like kismet kind of discussion, and they've like mind melded in this perfect alto harmony, and they're just having this far-reaching conversation, and for God only knows what reason, it turns to the topic of Lunchables. So Gina, as only Gina can, goes into this like dissertation on Lunchables, and at the very end I just remember like sort of being tuned out, and I tune back in as the other woman, the improv woman, says, girl, you better be careful, because I'm gonna go out on that stage and give birth to a song in a couple minutes, and if that's what I've got on my mind, you're gonna hear me go like, Lunchables, Lunchables, Lunchables.
I got nothing to say. Should think that it would go any other way. I've been holding it all in, asphyxiating me, and now I've gone astray. So somewhere in my mind I knew all the words I meant for you. I was trying to be kind, but now I just want to hurt you. I got nowhere to run, and it's no fun. And you know that I'm hiding something where it won't be found, deep underground, hiding under these these days, this dimness, no, I am surrounded by you. I am now in my age, staring into the sun. I remember being young, it's so far out in my mind, but it's not the same after you spend some time out in the light, and it won't apologize for the scars that leave you and me. And yours are more obscure and looks the same. Sounds around me, all around my body, and I cannot see past your light. Your skin these days, just dimness. No, I am surrounded, surrounded by. It's like the salt over your shoulder. This is no kind of way for me to be. Can't you see? You and me, we've got some things to lay out.